Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
This is Internet Marketing. Hello everyone and welcome to episode 132 of Internet Marketing, brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. I am with Mr. Kelvin Newman.
Hello everybody.
Whatever and, time it might be that you're listening.
Yeah, yeah. Morning, evening, middle of the night. Yeah, hello.
And what are we talking about mainly today, Mr. Kelvin?
Well, I wanted to talk about an event I'm organising that's coming up and a little bit of a competition associated with the aforementioned event. Now, a few of you might remember me mentioning over the history of the podcast, an event I organised called Brighton SEO. Now, it's an interesting event because it's kind of grown very organically, and it didn't, to be honest, for the first couple of events, it didn't even have a website. It just existed as a kind of hashtag on Twitter and a few blog posts scattered around various websites. So essentially, it started out as a meetup in a pub of various search marketers based down in Brighton. And we had such a good time. We thought, well, rather than just meeting after work one day on a Friday, can we convince our bosses to have the afternoon off in the pub as well? So we thought, well, that was
the motivation.
We can't just have an afternoon off in the pub. Let's have some talks to go with it. So the first one with talks was held upstairs in a pub. There was a room for about 50 people and about 70 people turned up for it. So that was really good. That was really exciting. Went really well. I'll be honest, very, very haphazard, but you know, it was a good experience. So from there, we moved up. Sort of, well, we're going to need a bigger venue because, you know, we were too big for the pub at that point. So we then went to a space that was, there was room for about 100 people. It was kind of in a community, it's called Community Base down here in Brighton, which is kind of a community centre for kind of businesses and charities and that type of thing. And they had a space for 100 people. We held the second event. This one was still an afternoon event only on a Friday. And that's the one that we broadcasted live from. So some of you might have remember hearing some of the
shows. I remember
shows.
It was a very hot day, wasn't it?
Yeah, very hot day. We had to open all the windows. So there were a huge amount of seagull noise.
Out.
Yeah, it was very, very warm. And we were upstairs in an un-air-conditioned room. But yeah, 120 people turned up. People sat on the floor, not anybody any room to get into it. So that was exciting. And we thought, okay, there's clearly a passion for this. There's clearly people who want to be coming to these events. There's clearly people who want to be talking at these events. And there's clearly people who like the idea of having an afternoon or a Friday in Brighton around SEO. And then there was the next one in April, which we did talk about on the podcast. In fact, actually, we rebroadcasted one of the talks from that event by Graham, a colleague of mine, and Joe, talking about the Advertising Standards Authority and their talk that they delivered there. And that was even more successful. So there was room for 280, 290 people, and the tickets sold out in 90 minutes, which was just absolutely crazy. And at this point, that was at the Silas Benny in Brighton, which is a proper theatre. You know, it's a university theatre where they hold lectures, they hold, you know, performances and all that type of thing. So at that point, we've kind of fallen into a biannual cycle. So we'll have one in the spring, one in the autumn. And we've got the one coming up in September. Now, I actually wanted to do a big pre-sale before we made the tickets available for this on the podcast. But it was crazy how popular this one was. So this is the Corn Exchange. We've got room for 600 people there. A number of the tickets were reserved for sponsors and speakers and that type of thing. But of the tickets that were available of that 600, they sold out in 26 minutes. It's a free event. So, you know, that's a big part of why, you know, it does quite well. But yeah, it was just crazy that there's 600 people who are coming down to Brighton. They're coming from all over the UK, all over the country. I know actually quite a lot of the podcast listeners are already coming because they're kind of aware of us having done it in the past. So they're coming along. But what I wanted to do was kind of talk a little bit about that event and give away a few tickets. So I've held a few back for Internet Marketing Podcast listeners. So I'm hoping a few people who might have missed out on those tickets, who are loyal listeners, might be able to get their hands on them. So I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the sessions that are going on. So, I mean, one that I'm particularly looking forward to, it's got a bit of a cheeky title, but it's How to Win SEO with Duplicate Content, featuring Pippa Middleton's bum.
That's a very, very cheeky title.
By a good friend of mine, Malcolm Coles. And that's going to be an interesting talk because we all know the power of Google News and that Google News is pulled into the search results and it gets real high, click-through rates when it does appear because you've got the pictures there and it's marked as news and all these kind of things. So for anyone who's got a blog, I'd recommend exploring the possibility of getting into Google News because you will get a significant amount of traffic as a consequence of that. Now, once you're in Google News, there's then the whole task of trying to optimize for the news algorithm, which is different from the kind of conventional.
Is that going to be explained on the day?
He's going to talk about that a bit, but what Malcolm is going to be particularly talking about is the rise of some of the SEO savvy newspapers who have understood some kind of quirks and loopholes in how the news algorithm works, whereby you can, in most SEO, the advice is duplicate content is terrible. It's bad for you. Don't do it. Do all you possibly can to avoid having essentially the same content on different URLs. What Malcolm's going to be talking about is how actually in the world of the news algorithm, sometimes you can play a few sort of clever tricks around duplicate content that actually can act in your favor. So that's going to be quite interesting and kind of challenging a bit of the conventional wisdom around duplicate content. Another talk I'm really looking forward to is by a chap called Jonathan Stewart, who's the head of search and social media at Review Center. Now, Review Center are one of the UK's biggest consumer review websites. And basically, they have reviews of pretty much any product or even indeed service that exists in the UK. And they were a website that had really got SEO nailed. You know, they were there for, you know, basically any product plus the word review, they were there or thereabouts on all those terms. Now, what you're probably thinking is, oh, aren't these the types of sites that got hit really bad by Panda? And Panda did, it's a Google Pandas update, which...
Is that the farmer update?
Yeah,
the farmer update. Same thing, yeah.
Which was intended to hit the content farms, has seemed to cause quite a lot of collateral damage in these actually pretty, you know, very defendable, honourable, justifiable user-generated content sites like Review Center. So Jonathan's going to be talking through about what the impact Panda had on their business and also how they've gone about trying to deal with that. So, I mean, I'm sure there probably are listeners out there who have big websites that have lots of content that were hit quite dramatically by the Panda update. Yeah. And it's interesting to hear kind of from the horse's mouth, as it were, about a website and business that was impacted by that and how they went about kind of dealing with that. So that's, you know, I'm really looking forward to. I'll jump through a couple of the other ones, which are sounding quite interesting as well.
Rustling of papers.
There's Erica Unger, who works for Boo Avenue, which is a lingerie company owned by one of the dragons, Theo Pafitis from Dragon's Den. She's going to be talking about e-commerce friendly URLs and the actual practicalities of that, because we all know how URLs should be structured. You want to have the keywords in them, you know, and, you know, it's kind of the basics of that are quite simple. But actually, the practicalities when you've got a e-commerce website with tens of thousands of products, it's all database driven. How do you make that work?
Sure, yeah. Pretty URLs.
Yeah. Another one that I'm particularly looking forward to is from Neil Walker, who works for Just Search. He's going to be talking about links, which is a subject very close to my heart, but talking about the value of those links. So what links have the most value, what the client expectation of links are, because quite often there can be a difference between those, because we've come across this situation in the past that the links that you build for SEO purposes should generally be about sending traffic to the site and, actual, credible links. But there always is some links that you don't feel that proud of. You know they're having an impact, but they're not exactly ones you want to say, hey, well, look at us, we got this link on this website. And, you know, you can't really, the expectation of what those links are is probably different.
I'm intrigued now. Why would you not be proud of some of your links?
Well, I mean, for example, say you do some article syndication. Mm. The idea of that article syndication is to get that article syndicated as widely as possible. And that might be picked up on a website that's completely randomly off topic. I mean, a great example of this we had a while ago that was a little bit, a prime example of this was an article written about sort of a B2B business job, you know, website. Mm. And for whatever reason, it had been this article, which we'd syndicated to an article site. It wasn't, you know, anything too dodgy or spinny or spammy. We were just kind of putting these articles out there to get them on other websites. And it had been picked up by the psychedelic 60s hippie blog.com or whatever it was. And the client was going, well, you talk about relevance in links. Mm. And you want your links to be relevant. And this wasn't a prime example of it. You know, it was just a link that had happened to have been created as a unintended consequence of a, you know, active piece of SEO that had been carried out. Mm. So kind of the expectation of that. And then there might be other ones where it's like, okay, people. So, you know, like in the world of magazines, you'd want to, like, say a brand might consider themselves more of a Vogue brand.
Their positioning. Yeah.
Like a Vogue brand rather than a kind of closer. So for the people who aren't in the UK, a kind of high-end fashion women's magazine versus a kind of more mainstream popular culture one.
Sure.
So they're going to want to, the natural instinct is to follow through that positioning online. And that makes a lot of sense when you're driving traffic and a lot of sense in terms of connections. But sometimes the link outweighs that kind of potential incongruity of the mismatch of the two brands. So there's that expectation, and finally cost as well. Mm. Because a lot of us don't like to talk about it in the world of link building because we're so anti-paid links, but there is a cost to every link that's created. Now, whether that is an amount of money that you pay a webmaster, which is the stuff that generally Google frown upon, or whether that cost is indirect in terms of the amount of time spent by an agency, by an in-house person, by a freelancer producing that link. There's ultimately a monetary exchange going on there. Now, Google generally have said that they're okay where it's time being swapped for links, and that time might have been bought, but the direct money for links they're less comfortable about.
Oh, fascinating.
It's just a kind of weighing up the value, the expectations and the cost of links. And Neil's a very talented speaker, speaks his mind and, you know, very honest. And actually, very funnily, I went to an event called SaaSCon in Manchester a couple of months ago, which I recommend for anyone in the North.
SaaSCon.
So it's Search Analytics and Social, or Social right. Analytics and Search, I'm not sure, which is in Manchester annually. And I'd recommend going to that if anyone gets a chance and they're based that way. But he did the wrap-up, where he did a rap about SEO that I recommend people check out. I'll drop into the show notes.
He's a rapper as well.
But what's interesting about it is he did it all based on some analytics data. So it's a funny rap about SEO. But if you actually kind of look at the visuals that go with a rap and actually listen to what he's saying.
With the visuals like graffiti?
No. It was graphs and all these types of things. Okay.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So actually, like, it's fundamentally very sound, the taste that was contained within this kind of jerky wrap there. That's very good. There's also worth stating as well, something that we're doing different that I'm quite excited about at Brighton SEO, is Petra Kuchas. Now, if people haven't come across... It's Patachka is how you pronounce
it.
Yeah,
I always get confused between... When I hear that word, I always think of that mythical monster that sucks... Is it Chupacabra that sucks goat blood?
Oh, yeah. I know where
you're talking about a short video here. Is it 6 minutes
or
20
minutes? Yeah, 6 minutes 40. I say Petra Kuchas. They're actually pronounced Patachka. But basically, it kind of grew out of Japan. And if you've never come across Patachka before, I recommend having a look out for it. Have a look in your city if there's Patachka events that go on. Mm. And essentially, they're a type of presentation format. And it's a restrictive type of presentation format that's intended by providing lots of restrictions. You actually allow greater creativity because you have to work within those restrictions.
Yes, yes.
So the idea is that every presentation that's in a Patachka format is 6 minutes 40 in duration. And it's 6 minutes and 40 in duration for a specific reason. That is because there's 20 slides in the presentation, all of which auto-advance every 20 seconds. Wow. So that's a setting you can set up in Keynote and in PowerPoint that says, I've got 20 slides. Mm. They progress every 20 seconds, whether I like it or not.
Yes.
And I've got 6 minutes 40 to get my point across. Now, a lot of people are scared by these presentations because, like, well, it's only 6 minutes 40. Well, I say go and watch any TED video. Most of them are five. Mm. And if they can get their point across in 5 minutes, that's amazing. And I actually find it, I've done a few, and I find it kind of really interesting when you kind of, the pace and the structure is determined already for you. So you kind of have to fit within these constraints. And actually, what I'm hoping is you can get a lot of content in 6 minutes, a lot of really valuable content. And because you've got that restriction on time, the restriction on format, it's just going to be hit.
So how many of those have we got at Brighton SEO?
I think there's six or seven of them. And a couple that are really good that are looking for, Graham Benstead Hume, who you'll know as an occasional contributor, hopefully a more frequent contributor in the future, who works for me at Site Visibility. He's going to be doing a talk about the accuracy of different keyword research tools. Mm-hmm. Andy Keach from iCrossing is going to be talking about how to deal with customers and delight in the digital world. Sam Crocker, who I've presented with several times in the past, is going to be talking about how to pitch SEO to win it. If you're an agency, how do you win more SEO clients? If you're an in-house person, how do you pitch your boss to get more budget for it and that type of thing? What's some of the other potential ones we've got? One's about link velocity and the tipping point of them. Things about, that's Pete Young's doing that. Dara Fitzgerald from Fresh Egg talking about multi-channel, attribution modeling. Sure. So you kind of understand what SEO and pay-per-click, how does that fit with display and all these different things. There's lots of different talks. And I mean, actually, ironically, the one I'm looking forward to the most is completely nothing to do with SEO. But I've seen this talk on a video before, and I just really want to see it, you know, live in person. And it's a bit from left field. It's from a guy called Toby Barnes, who works for a company called Mudlark. And Mudlark are an interesting company. Their main sort of product, or they call them projects, I think, more than products, is called Chromorama. And basically, you might have heard of this, Andy. I'll have to explain a bit of the context to this for some of our international listeners. But in London, we've got the tube network and the bus network. And there is a card system that you use called the Oyster card. And the Oyster card essentially is a top-up card that you can then kind of get your ticket. You don't have to buy a ticket every time. It just deducts cash off.
You just wave your card in front of a magic pad, don't you?
Yeah, and there's these types of cards in cities all over the world. But the one in London is called the Oyster card. Now, they've built a game based around kind of a gamification of that data that's there. So it's a kind of...
Gamification, word.
Yeah, there's kind of benefits to, going different routes to work and, you know, trying different areas of the London that you wouldn't normally go to and all these types of things. It's a really, really, really interesting kind of product and project. But it's not that he's talking about, although that is a very, very interesting topic that I suggest people go and have a look into. He's actually going to be talking about James Bond, the architecture critic.
There's an architecture critic.
No,
called
no,
James
it's
Bond.
About James Bond, as in the film star, the book
right,
character.
Yeah,
not the film star, the film.
So there's
character.
Not a real person called James Bond.
No. And he's talking about kind of modernism and the lack of that we don't think about modernism anymore, and that we don't think about futuristic, exciting things in the future, because the future's sort of already here. And actually our speculation about what's going to happen in the future is getting less exciting. And as a consequence of that, we're doing less exciting things. We're not making those giant leaps that we should be.
Don't get me started on future velocity.
Ah, yeah.
It's an interesting concept.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm really excited about that. And I mean, one thing that, you know, I think it's a really interesting topic about kind of looking forward. There's a talk that I will include in the show notes, but be warned, is very, very rude, by a comedian called Louis C.K. From the States, talking about kind of how in, you know, people who complain about being delayed in a plane by 10 minutes and they just kind of don't completely ignore the fact that, like, you're flying in a plane, or people complaining that their Wi-Fi goes down for, you know, 2 minutes. It's like you've got the whole world of information on the internet accessible to you at any point in time. This is an amazing thing, and yet you kind of can't appreciate that as well. So there's all kinds of different angles there, all kinds of different talks, all of them very, very interesting, all of them taking place on the 9th of September in the Corn Exchange in Brighton. Tickets have sold out. There are absolutely none left. But I have held back 5 tickets for podcast listeners. So there's no hugely complicated competition going to be going on here. It's a simple...
Is this going to be one of those A, B or C?
Yeah, yeah. Is it? Yeah.
Amazingly,
what colour is the sky? A, blue. B,
orange.
Orange. Or C, dog. You know, that it's not one of those types of questions, no. It's just a simple... Email me. So that's Kelvin. So that's K-E-L-V-I-N. Newman, N-E-W-M-A-N, at Site Visibility, all one word, SiteVisibility.com, and say that you're interested in coming. And what I'll do is, depending on the number of people that we get, I'll pick them at random out of the list of people that contribute. So it's in Brighton, so unfortunately for those guys of you who are in other countries, you won't be able to come along, but hopefully I've given you some interesting ideas of things to think about. Because some of these guys have written blog posts about it, written books about it, these types of
Kelvin,
ideas.
Kelvin, can I ask, this may be an awkward question, do you know at this point whether or not we will be recording any of the sessions?
I'm hoping we'll be recording the sound of the sessions. I'm hoping.
That's what I meant, audio recordings.
So what we will do is we'll probably try and work out the ones that are most relevant and work without the images, because that's it's tricky with these ones, isn't it? Because I know myself, I'm a big fan of kind of making the visuals work. Which can sometimes make it a bit difficult to transfer just to audio, but we're definitely going to try, aren't we? Because we did, and I think it worked quite well with the Graham episode that we included last time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I do know someone that could do a very good job of putting a slideshow together.
Okay. Wow, that's good. It's good. So, yeah. We'll definitely be recording it, but if people want to come along, they want to enter that competition, all you need to do, send me an email, kelvin.newman@sitevisibility.com. The email address will be in the show notes. And I will pick at random 5 people to come along. And it's a really exciting event. I'd also say to people, you might say, okay, that's brilliant, Kelvin. You know, I'm 100,000 miles away from where you are. Mm. You know, what can I do about it? Well, I would say this started with me being invited actually by a mate to meet up with 10 mates. Mm. And it's now a 600 person conference that's grown out of that, that's free, that is as good as conferences that cost £600 or £700 a ticket, and it's growing out of just a couple of people meeting up in a pub. So if you can't come to this type of thing, I'd say go out, organise something along these lines yourself, and you'll be amazed how quickly these things can grow into great little events in their own right.
And just one last time, Kelvin, the date of this event
is the 9th of September.
9th of the 9th, yeah.
Yes.
Nice and easy to remember.
And that is a Friday.
What time do we know?
Time, it's all day, so start from about 9.
9-ish, okay, yes. Perfect. Okay, so you heard what Kelvin said. Send those emails in.
Yep.
And grab yourself one of those tickets. Just before we go,
yes.
Kelvin, can I just quickly remind our listeners, if you've got any questions, to obviously email them in at the same address that Kelvin just gave. Also, if you want to send an audio in, don't forget that. And finally, I know we've already got a lot of reviews, but keep them coming because it's important that we get the feedback.
Yes, no, very much iTunes, so. Yeah, those ratings. iTunes reviews definitely are very, very handy to us. Particularly if you are, as I say, we know from the stats where we're listened to, and we know we do very well in kind of, we've got lots of reviews in the States, in the UK and Australia.
Yeah.
We like more because we like to know what we're doing good, what we're not doing so well. And the advantage of doing it in iTunes is,
if there's something that we're doing not as well as we used to do well, or something you'd like us to do more of, but you don't want to send us an email because you think that might be a bit rude, leave us a review. That's cool. That's, you know, it's brilliant there. But also, there's certain countries where we know there's lots of people listening, but there's been relatively few reviews.
Or at least we think there's people listening. Well, yes, it's bots.
Yeah, bots downloading from, you know, foreign countries.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'd be amazing if you do listen in iTunes to, yeah, just take a couple of minutes, go into the review section, leave us a review, even if it's bad, even if it's good.
Yeah.
Let us know what you reckon.
I think we've got quite a few Chinese listeners, unless I've got my stats completely wrong. So if you are Chinese, if you're a Chinese listener, we invite you to come forward and just say hello. Just email and say hello.
This is it. I mean, we love podcasts. They're amazing because it's kind of us talking to people. And I know that, you know, I like podcasts for that reason. You feel like you've got a connection to them. But, you know, we like to know that we're not, you know, a little bit more about some of these thousands of people that we're talking to.
Just email in and say, hello, I'm listening from, and put the town where you're listening from.
What you do once you're listening as well, because I love to hear some of the random stuff people get up to while they're listening to podcasts. Yeah.
Mowing the lawn.
Wallpapering. You know, feeding the baby, or training for an ultra marathon, or
swimming.
I don't know how that one will work, but you know, there's got to be a health and safety risk, hasn't it, that one?
Okay, we better wrap it then. So it's goodbye from me, Andy White.
And goodbye from me, Kelvin Newman.
I'll see you next time on Internet Marketing, brought to you by Site Visibility. Goodbye. Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can find us on the internet at www.internetmarketingpodcast.org, where you'll find show notes, links, and instructions on how to subscribe. We would absolutely love to get feedback, comments, and questions from you. If you want to send an email, send it to kelvin.newman@sitevisibility.com. Also, feel free to comment on the website. And if you'd like to use our voice line number, if you're outside of the UK, it's +44 1273 256 150. If you're inside the UK, it's 01273 256 150, and you can leave a voice comment or question and we'll play it on the show. Also, we would absolutely be delighted if you would give us a rating on iTunes itself. Well, that's it for now. Andy White signing off until next week on Internet Marketing.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.